What are you, lost your mind?
Up next on American Restoration.
I got an old phone from the Forest Service.
Oh, wow.
You go out in the fire, and when it's time to report, type into one of the wires out in the forest and just ring it up.
Right, and then they call somebody and say, hey, get a bunch of guys out here. We got a big fire going on.
Somebody stole my damn sandwich again. Payback's a bitch. People want to go around and steal my lunch? I'll fix that real quick. This is a special sandwich. They won't like this one if they eat it. That thing's got snot mayonnaise on it.
Here it is. It's a little bit of a mess right now.
That's got potential.
You ready to see this thing?
I'm ready.
Okay, come on in. Oh, wow.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
Baloney, I'll be back for you at lunch.
We get different kinds of customers here at the shop all the time. Lots of times, people walk in not knowing exactly what they want. That can be a lot of work for us because we usually end up showing them a lot of items.
Hey, Rick, what's up?
Other times we get lucky and someone walks in knowing exactly what they want.
Hey, how are you?
This is Warren.
Good to meet you.
This is Rick. He's actually interested in the Shriner car that I picked up not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, awesome. You want to see it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's right over here.
A few months ago, Ron and Tyler bought a mini car version of a Model T Ford on one of their picks. And it's got an interesting bit of history behind it. The Shriners drive these mini cars in parades across the country to raise money for children's charities. The group became so synonymous in driving these cars, they ended up calling them Shriner cars.
Okay, well, here it is. Yeah, it's a little bit of a mess right now.
It's got potential.
Yes, that's got potential.
Is this something you're thinking about, you know, maybe if we restored it? What are you thinking?
Yes, definitely. It's like a Model A. It's more a shape of a Model T, but I have the Model A's, and I'd like to basically use this alongside my other one when I go to car shows.
Oh,
I think that would be ideal to have basically a father and a son.
Oh, I got you.
Very cool.
Go-kart version of a Model A.
Oh, that's cool. So you're not really looking at a parade car.
No.
You want to do a custom.
I want to do it my own way.
Ah.
Basically, I have a couple pictures here, what I'd like for it to look like.
That's nice.
That's a 1930 Model A.
So you're thinking of just taking this and just black with the yellow pinstripe and yellow wheels?
Definitely, yes.
Then the back, when you flip that down,
that would actually kind of look like that. That's a luggage rack.
Yeah.
Where they used to put it.
So do you want me to paint that looking like a luggage rack, or you want me to stripe it like a luggage rack?
My oldest son passed away. He's only 35 years old. Oh. And I'd like to put a picture of him right in here in honor of him, in memory of my oldest son.
That's nice. That'd be nice. Yeah. That's a good thing.
That's very cool.
That's awesome.
The thought of even losing a son is hard to imagine. And the fact that this thing is a restoration for a father and son really hits home.
What do you suppose it'd cost to have it looking like
that? A full restoration. To get it all with the little extras you've got on there, I'd probably be right around, I'd be between 95 and 10,000 to do that just like you got on there.
Would you go 9,000?
Nine. I have a feeling that this project is going to come in well over $9,000 when it's all said and done. But the story of this guy's son passing away really affected me. So there's no way that I'm not going to do this job. I tell you what, I've got a little gut instinct here. I think, you know what, I'm going to go 9. I'll do it for 9.
Thank you very much.
You all right with that?
Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Definitely. Dude, Thank you very much.
I love the idea of the miniature and the big version. Very cool.
I just can't wait to see what it's going to look like, because I know Rick will make it look just like the one I have at home.
Lunch. It's lunchtime, turd.
Where in the hell is my sandwich?
You eat my sandwich, Brelly?
No.
I bet you gave it to the dog.
No. We're about to go eat lunch, too.
This ain't the first time this shit's happened. I bring in a sandwich every day, and somebody's been taking my sandwiches.
Wasn't me.
Somebody's got some big balls in his shop. Somebody's been stealing my lunch, and I'm gonna find out who did. You can bet your ass. Somebody stole my damn sandwich again.
Wasn't me. I keep getting blamed for it.
What kind of sandwiches are they anyways?
Bologna.
And nobody's stealing your lunch out of there. I guarantee that.
My sandwich spot has no sandwich in it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, payback's a bitch.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm Rick.
Brandon.
Brandon?
Yeah.
What you got? You got something
for
me?
Yeah, I got something for you. I got an old phone.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow. Here, let's bring it over here.
I came to Rick's restoration today to have him look at my 1933 field phone.
This is cool. So, where'd you get this thing?
I've been working for the agency, firefighting agency, for about 8 years now, and my father, he worked for 38 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so we both started collecting, and he found this. It's from 1933, you can tell on the front. It has USFS,
yeah.
R5.
United States Forest Service?
Yeah, Forest Service, yes. The Forest Service, we specialize in the wildland fires, a lot of the forest fires and big brush fires that have happened in Southern California, where I'm from, and then also all over the country. Right now, I'm on a hotshot crew, which is basically
I know what a hotshot crew is.
20-man crews.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are bad mofos. So what's the biggest fire you were in?
Actually, the biggest fire we fought was last year in Arizona on the Wall of Fire. It was actually the state's largest fire
ever?
In the history of the state. Yeah,
oh, wow.
About 500,000 acres.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hotshot crews have been around since the 1940s, and these guys, they're no joke. They're always at the most dangerous parts of the fire, and they're often the only reason the fire doesn't get out of control.
What they were doing is they had telephone lines that would string up in the forest, and then you'd come in and they'd just tap into it, and it's got the magneto and the generator inside, just crank it up.
So the guy's carrying this.
Yeah, they had a guy carrying it. And so you'd go out in the fire, and when it was time to report, type into one of the wires out in the forest and just ring it up.
Right, and then they'd call somebody and say, hey, get a bunch of guys out here. We got a big fire going on.
Yeah, so.
That's cool. So what do you want to do to this thing? I mean, it sounds like a collecting piece.
Basically, yeah, I want to collect it. It's going to definitely stay in my family.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to clean the wood up, new leather strap, polish up all the brass, and just get it back to the way it was. Basically, like, guy just got it in his station, and yeah, I don't know if that's burned or...
Yeah,
how that is,
it was a burn.
That's definitely something that I definitely want
to do that
keep on there. Yeah,
yeah. This will be burned a little bit harder in here.
Okay.
You know, to where you can see it a little bit more. Want to use all the original wood.
Yeah, as much of the original stuff as you can. It'd be really nice.
And then inside here, we can go ahead and I can try to find a battery.
Yeah,
fit it in here. These wires probably one time ran over to here.
Okay.
This is a little frozen up, so I'm gonna have to get inside and see what's going on, why it's frozen.
So, what's it gonna cost me to get this thing good again?
All right, well, I'm looking at
$2,200. Okay. I'm gonna do it, yeah.
All right, awesome.
So, cool, man.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's go in the office, and we'll finish out the paperwork, and I'll get that thrown in the line.
Sounds good. I'm definitely excited to come back and see the field phone whenever it gets finished and just see this thing like it was back in 1933.
Start with that one.
All right.
We just got a new shipment of items at the shop, so Kelly and I are gonna go through the crates. She's got customers calling for quotes on this stuff, so we gotta go through them.
Aww. How cute. You got it all out?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wow.
And that is cool. This pedal car is probably out of the 60s. It's got a lot of plastic on it.
It's got a plastic windshield, which I think that's probably the first windshield I've ever seen on one of these.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen one with windshield, and I can see why. And it just falls off, and then that's it. It's missing the ladder.
The other thing is they made it, the paint is a very metallic red.
It's not the fire engine red that it normally is, right?
Right. And it's made by AMF. You know who AMF was, right? AMF made a lot of sports equipment. They got into Harley. They bought Harley for a while. In the 60s, they were a big deal. I see this thing costing about, $2,500 to restore.
Very cool.
Okay, so you give them a call?
Yeah.
This fire engine's fire hot. Okay. Now, what is this?
What do you think it is?
I don't know. It says this side up. Let's just undo the top. Ready?
Yeah.
That thing's cool. Dang, that is awesome. So this is like a restoration?
Well, He just said, you told me to ship it over and we'll give him a quote. So he's waiting for a quote.
Yeah, well, I can see why. Probably the pictures didn't say enough. We've never done one of these.
No.
It's probably 40s. It's got the, I mean, this is old Harley looking seats.
Right.
It's got dual seats. Look at this. That's how the one person held on in the back.
Wow.
And it looks like it's a Chaminetta. I mean, by the name, it looks like it's Italian. So we're gonna have a hard time with parts, but what we'll do, Kel, is we'll go ahead and give this guy a quote.
I'd say about 9,500.
Okay, call him up and quote him out, see if he wants to, you know, continue on.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll go ahead and ship this thing back if he doesn't want it done. I'm excited to do this restoration, it'd be cool.
Definitely, let's get out of this heat.
I hear you. Let's get back in that air-conditioned room and get some stuff finished.
What's up?
What's up?
What are you doing?
Somebody keeps stealing my sandwiches.
So you're taping it up?
This is a special sandwich. They won't like this one if they eat it. It's a special cowboy sandwich.
All righty then.
People want to go around and steal my lunch, I'll fix that real quick. You don't steal another man's sandwich. Period.
What's up, Ted? Earlier, a customer came in and hired us to fix up the old Model T Shriner car we got in a while back. This will be a memorial piece, which will have a dedication on the back, so I'm following Ted while he works his magic.
And so essentially what we'll do is we'll take this photograph that they gave us, and we'll scan it. We'll add the text and we'll print it out as a decal.
Okay.
It's a memorial photo, so that in itself will lend a little bit of the message that we're trying to convey here about who he was and why everybody wanted to remember him. So we're gonna have to crop all these people out of the background and just isolate Warren there. So bring in some graphic elements like these the scrolls.
Wow.
That's cool.
And then you can print that out and then stick it on there and then clear coat it?
Yep, we'll apply it to the back of the car and then it'll look just like it's all part of the car.
All right, let's print it out. Wow, that looks good.
Look at that.
That looks really good. Ted came up with amazing artwork for this. He just went above and beyond. This should really make the customer happy, and that's what it's all about.
Wheat bread. I love wheat bread.
So I go in the workroom. Guess who I see eating my sandwich that I made and put in that refrigerator? Ron. People want to go around stealing my lunch, I'll fix their cookie wagon real quick. But that's a good-ass sandwich, huh?
It's really good.
Made it specially for you.
Is it yours?
Yeah, I got my name all over it.
I just thought somebody left them in there and, you know.
No.
Something good. Leftovers.
He wants to say he didn't see it? Bull. I had it wrote clear as day, cowboy sandwich on there.
Well, that's an awesome sandwich. I still got half left.
It is.
You want half?
I couldn't eat that. That thing's got snot mayonnaise on it.
Are you serious? Dude, that's disgusting.
You were eating it.
Who does that?
I do like that when people steal my.
Did you really put snot on that sandwich?
Hell yeah, I knew he was gonna steal it again. If Ron wants to steal my lunch every day, I'm gonna add a special ingredient. Bologna on wheat with some cowboy snot in between. Mm-mm-mm. I hope he catches something.
I don't know if Cowboy's telling the truth or if he's just messing with me. All I know is I don't ever want to see another bologna sandwich for the rest of my life.
And then it solidifies it. If you have to rub it out of there.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Brandon, how you doing, bud?
Good, man.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man.
We've been working really hard on a super cool 1930s fireman field service phone that Brandon brought in. He's an actual fireman for the forestry service, so I'm really excited to show him what we've done with it.
What's been going on?
It's work. A lot of work recently, but.
Really?
Yeah, I've been pretty busy.
A lot of fires?
Yeah, having fun, so.
You having fun?
Yeah, I love my work, man.
All right, well, I've got this thing done. It's over here.
Let's see it.
Want to see it? Yeah, come on over here.
When I left it, it was pretty beat up. Wood was all cracked, brass was all rusted out. Just hoping that Rick was able to clean it up and make it look really presentable.
It came out hot. It came
out
really, really cool.
I'm excited,
Yeah, you're gonna love it, okay? My anticipation, your reaction is just as bad right now.
I can't wait.
Let's see. Here we go. One,
see it.
Two,
3. Wow.
Oh my God.
What do you think?
Beautiful. That is just how I pictured it. I gotta play with it. Oh wow. That is amazing. I was shocked. The work that he did was amazing with the brass and the aluminum. It was beautiful. I love it.
It's a little different than it was
just
before,
a little
right?
bit, yes.
Right?
That is amazing.
You can sort of see it's got a little life, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's exactly how I wanted it.
Right. You know, when we took everything apart, you remember this was all painted.
Yeah.
We stripped it, and it was sharp looking. Yeah. So when we started polishing out, I thought, wow, we might as well just leave it like that.
Oh, wow.
The wood, you know, we went over it, and then we stained a little bit, and then we cleared it, so it's all nice and varnished out. On the side, went through the generator portion of it, made it all work, so we'd wind it up.
That's awesome.
That tone would actually ring off to someplace else. They'd hear it, and they'd pick up the phone.
I love it. This is one of my biggest features right here, is this right here. This is the agency, the year, and my region.
Right. Oh, that's what this
that's
is,
R5.
The R5.
It's our region, yeah. They break down the continental U.S. in regions. Region 5 would be California, which is important to me because my whole family has worked in R5. So, and that's where I work, and this is kind of, it's just awesome.
It's cool. When we sanded this, it went away.
Yeah.
So I went in and I took a little wood burner, and I had to actually like try to draw that on there, hand drew it.
Yeah.
And then when he sanded on it, it kept the burn.
Okay. Because it looks amazing.
Thanks.
Love it, and it's going to be part of the family for forever now.
Good. Well, I'm glad you like it, okay?
I love it.
Okay,
you did
thank
a great
you.
Job. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's the biggest thing to me.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's go in the office, and I just want to finish out the paperwork.
Yeah, sounds good.
Take that thing home.
When I first got this item, I was pretty excited to get it restored and add it to my collection. And after seeing today what Rick did, it's a beautiful piece, and it's going to be the highlight of my collection.
What kind of primer do you use on aluminum? A, polyurethane. B, lacquer. C, etching. The answer is etching primer. When you use etching primer, it actually bites into the aluminum. If you used another type of primer, the paint wouldn't stick and it would actually just blow clean off. Every job here is important, but when we get to do a job for a customer that's dedicating it to a loved one, that means the world to us. Warren recently bought a parade car from us and wanted it restored in honor of his fallen son. We just wrapped up the finishing touches, and I can't wait to have him see this thing.
Britt, Warren's here. Hey. Hi, Warren.
How you doing, Rick?
Good, how you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, you have a good trip?
Real good trip.
All right, you ready to see this thing?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Been ready.
Yeah?
I'm anxious.
Okay, all right. Come on in.
Last time I was here, it looked like a piece of junk. I didn't think that it could even be fixed, and I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Here it comes.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
What do you think?
Beautiful, beautiful. I thought it was awesome. I mean, blew me away. I never dreamt that it would look that good. I mean, it's awesome. Are you sure it's the same one?
Yeah.
Can't be the same one.
Yeah, no, I remember it was blue and white, and it was just beat to the ground.
Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, that's hard. That's hard. I mean, I tell you what, I couldn't be more happier. Oh, my God. The photo sort of choked me up. He was my firstborn, and I thought this would be a good way to honor him and show tribute to him. Words can't explain it. It is just beautiful.
Yeah, you've got a model, model A, and this was a T, but you wanted it with the same look. You wanted to have the tires the same, the trim running, you know, a little bit of the pinstriping around there. I was trying to match the picture of the car.
You couldn't have got in any closer if I'd had the car sitting here.
The wheels on it are totally stock. You had the double bumper on your car.
Yeah.
So we went and made it look like your car with the doubles on there. So I went ahead and matched the material out exactly on the side panels.
Identical.
Went totally through the motor, took it all apart, new piston, new belt. It's all been gone through, ready to go.
My son, he'd be so happy.
Yeah.
He'd be tickled to death.
It means a lot.
Thank you so very much, Rick.
You bet.
But I can't wait till Rick gets the shift home for me. So for my wife to see it, my children see it, my grandchildren see it. I know they're going to want to play in it, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, we definitely need some 81s. We need some 96s.
Baloney.
Is there anything else you know of?
Hold on.
What? Dude.
That's Cowboys.
What the heck was that about?
Those are Cowboys, like, special sandwiches.
No, Kelly made me that sandwich.
Kelly made you those?
Yeah! What, you lost your mind?
My bad. I thought they were Cowboys. Sorry.
My God! He stepped on it, too. What the hell is going on?